Never forget, you are closer to God than you are to your own self. For you and your own self are one, and this one is God. When you understand this, you know him aright. When you know him aright, you don't pray for anything. Your prayer is recognition. Your prayer is acknowledgement. Your prayer is an abiding in the Word, letting the Word abide in you. What Word? I am. I am about my Father's business. I and my Father are one. Where God is, I am. Where I am, God is. All that the Father hath is mine, here and now. Now, to bring all of this to fruition, pray in this manner. Close your eyes. Let us forget yesterday. Let us forget tomorrow. I am here. And I am now. I and my Father are one. This very place whereon I stand is holy ground. I am in God, and God in me. The world is in God, and the world is in me. And I am in the world, and God is in the world, for we are one. Every place that your eye can look upon is thine. Every place. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now in this prayer, release your possessions. Makes no difference if they're little ones or big ones, release them. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And now see how rich you become when you realize, Son, all that I have is thine. Not to be divided among you, to be multiplied. Division only exists in material sense. Multiplication is spiritual. You can multiply one endlessly without reducing one bit. There is never a reduction in multiplication. Infinity multiplies itself unto infinity. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That is why the park is so rich in grass and leaves on trees. No one is claiming them. No one possesses them. And yet we all have them freely and abundantly. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And how joyous it is to know that all that the Father hath is mine. I in thee, and thou in me. For we are one, just one. There is no past unless I create it mentally and bring it into my mind. And why should I be foolish enough to do that? Yesterday is gone forever. And only a trick of memory can bring it back. Tomorrow will never come. It never has come. It is always today. It is always now. It is always infinity. And what makes it so? God's grace. God's grace makes this moment what it is. God's grace is a continuing experience in you and in me. God's grace has brought us to this moment. God's grace has led us. God's grace is leading us. God's grace is a continuing experience, and God's grace is my sufficiency. Nothing do I need, for I have God's grace. God's grace, not the favoritism of men, not place or position, God's grace is my sufficiency in all things. I acknowledge God as the creator of the universe. I acknowledge God as the maintainer and sustainer of this universe. I acknowledge that God made and keeps 2 times 2 is 4. I acknowledge that God governs the times and the tides, the movements of the planets. I acknowledge that God is the life of my being and the law of my being and the grace unto my being. God is, therefore, I am. All that God is, therefore, I am. For I and my Father are one. I am no longer under the law. I am under grace. If I broke the laws of the past, I renounce the act, the thought, the deed, and bring myself under God's grace, and now I have nothing to fear, except should I be so forgetful as to return to yesterday's sins. Now, as of this moment, I am under God's grace. God's grace is a continuing experience with me, as it is with the law of like begetting like. God is, and I am. God's grace goes before me to make the crooked places straight. In my Father's house are many mansions, and God's grace prepares these for me. God's grace is with me. God's grace goes before me. God's grace envelops me. God's grace is my abiding place. I am dead unto the law, for I live by grace. I no longer bless my friends alone, but my enemies. I no longer claim possession separate and apart from the world. My possession is the grace of God, and it is my sufficiency in all things. Whither shall I flee from thy spirit? It is consoling to know that if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art there. Whither shall I flee? I am now in God's grace. I live and move and have my being in God's kingdom, in a spiritual realm, in an atmosphere of peace, contentment. I have no desires, for I already am. I have no desires. Now I know that God fulfills himself as my experience. Whatever my experience is today, I will do it knowing that I am fulfilling myself at my present level, and that as God's grace envelops me, I will be lifted from glory to glory. Only never let me have a wish to be any other place than where I am, to be doing any other thing than that which I am doing. Let me have no desires. Free me of desires. Free me, thou immortal spirit within me, free me. Open my eyes, open my ears, that I may know that I live in God's grace. When pictures of the past return, I must be alert to realize that I must not recreate yesterday's manna. I must not live on yesterday's manna. I must not recreate as mental pictures that which can have no existence except as mental illusion. When doubt or fear touches me about tomorrow or tomorrow's tomorrow, I must remember that I cannot live a minute from now. I can only live in a continuity of now, an infinity of now, an eternality of now. And now I am home in my Father's bosom, where I and the Father are one. In this very place whereon I stand is holy ground. When fear tempts me, I need only remember, whither shall I flee from thy presence? Even if this seems to be hell, thou art here. God the Father has planted within me a word called I. And it isn't a word, it is the word I. Closer to me than breathing, nearer than hands and feet, and this I is my substance. This I is the substance of all the forms that are to appear in my outer experience, forms of companionship, forms of employment, forms of prosperity, forms of peace, forms of joy, forms of success, forms of harmony, forms of eternality. This infinite, invisible I, by virtue of my recognition and acknowledgement of it, lean not unto thine own understanding, acknowledge I in the midst of thee, and I will give thee peace. God does not give us anything. God's gift to us is Himself. Never ask for anything but God's gift of Himself, which is His grace. Having God, we have all. Having all but not having God, we have nothing. Nothing permanent. Nothing eternal, nothing substantial. Having God, we have all. Therefore, never pray for gifts. Pray for the gift of the giver. Let us rest a moment.